So now we're going to turn our attentions to fitness, I suppose, athletics, whatever you want to call it. And we're going to say hello to David Kilgannon, who kindly joins us on Drive Time Sports. So firstly, it's hello to you, David, and welcome to the programme.
Hello, Barry, and thanks very much for having me on.
I suppose the reason you're on here today, Dave, is to announce an upcoming park run, which is going to be, I suppose, a great opportunity for the people of Youghal and locality. But firstly, I suppose, just tell us how it all came about and, I suppose, a bit more information on park runs in general.
Yeah, no bother. Park run, I suppose, is around since 2012. It was set up by a couple of lads in the UK. Paul Sinton Hewitt was one of them. It's a weekly free timed run. Takes place all over the world at 9:30 on a Saturday morning, every Saturday morning, weather permitting. There's 374 new events started in 2019. As you know, everybody knows with COVID, parkrun had stopped worldwide and has only recently returned. It's only back in Ireland for the last 3 weeks or so. There's 2,078 events worldwide, with over 6 million registered runners in 22 countries, which is, you know, from a 9-year stint, is a huge amount of people that are taking part. There's eight parkruns now in Cork. You've Mallow, Glenriver, Ballincollig, Castlehaven, Glengariff, Bear Island, Clonakilty and Macroom. And we know we'll have Pobblescull, the Trinoda Park Run taking place each and every Saturday morning from the 23rd of October up in the school, in the secondary school. There is a brand new tarmac-adamed path laid up there. We will be doing four loops of that. We'll make up 5K, so it's 1.25 kilometres for each loop.
This is exciting news for the town, Dave, and no doubt a lot of hard work has went in to make this happen.
Yeah, absolutely. We were supposed to start last May. 12 months was supposed to be the first one. There was a lot of work went into it prior to that to get it to Youghal. There's a lot of tick boxing to be done and et cetera, et cetera. But we finally got the go ahead, and we got a start date now for the 23rd. So all systems go. What I really need to do, you know, is get people involved, so I need some volunteers. I have a core team of three or four, including the good old coach himself, your dad.
Very good.
So we will need volunteers, especially for the first few weeks till we get this up and running, and we need people to be patient with us. It's a timed event, so basically you need to register. Each participant will need to register beforehand. Or the register on the Parkrun website. So go on to parkrun.ie, they register. I'm not sure if Pobblescull and Trinoda will be up there for, you'll be asked for what your local parkrun is, but people can register to any local parkrun. They can put in Ballincollig or Macroom or Tremor or wherever they want, and they can change it afterwards once Pobblescull is live. And you only have to register once. You're registered then for life. And you can travel the world and run in parkrun anywhere in the world. Once you have your barcode with you, you get your time at the end, and your barcode is scanned. This will correlate with your time, and the results are processed, and they're up online within 20 minutes or so from the finish of the event.
Very good. And of course, look, this is a fantastic, I suppose, opportunity for the people of Youghal and surrounding areas to get in, maybe to get involved in fitness if they aren't already involved. And it's something, you know, a goal for a person, you know, obviously every week you can come along and participate and try and improve your time. No doubt it's open for people of all abilities.
Absolutely. Just to give you an indication of times, I say a club runner, a fairly decent club runner would run 5K in around 20 minutes. The average finish time in parkrun is 32 minutes and 31 seconds. So that shows it's available to everybody. It doesn't matter whether you're walking around with a stick or whether you're an Olympic athlete, it's open to everybody. 84% of volunteers say parkrun has improved their happiness. 90% of attendees who run say they feel a sense of achievement for completing parkrun. And it's not only in the fitness side of things, just in general health and mental health and everything. In the UK, there's 1,500 general practice doctors have signed up as partners with their local park run, who recommend it to patients who are recovering from various illnesses, etc. So, you know, it's not just about the fitness, although, you know, I suppose I like to run, I like to get people running, I like to keep people running, and I can't wait to see a lot of new faces turning up at Parkland on a Saturday morning.
Yeah, and of course, look, we're speaking now, so people have a couple of weeks, you know, to kind of get ready and do a bit of training, I suppose. I've started back training at the right time, Dave. I've got about 5 days done this week in the gym. I'm carrying a bit more weight than I was when I was running last time, but I'm really looking forward to participating in what is going to be great events.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I'm very excited about it, and the people that are involved with me are excited about it. You know, local sports clubs have been, you know, are interested in, you know, winter training, and you know, the school is a fantastic facility. Like I said, it's a tarmac track. It's available to everybody to use after school or weekends.
I was just going to touch on that, Dave, because I know Pubble Skull in Tronoda put up a lovely picture of the Tarmacadden, which was completed recently. And I suppose, you know, as you said, it's open for the people to come along after school from 4:30 on. It's something I have used in the past, and it's a fantastic facility, and we're so lucky to have it.
Yeah, we're very lucky to have it. And one of the great things about it is it's parking on site. Down the road, at the moment, congregation isn't really allowed after the events, as opposed to, I suppose, when I used to do it in Bear Island, or you go around different events. Most places would go to a cafe afterwards, and the results would be processed. And you know, there's that social aspect to it as well. That's very much encouraged. And down the line, we will have the cafe and the school whenever we get kind of go ahead to use it. So there'll be, you know, it'll be a meeting place, it'll be a social thing, it'll be fantastic. As I said, parking on site, the school is within walking distance of most people in Youghal. Let's be having people up there, and let's get using it. And the school, the board of management are encouraging people to use that track as much as possible. Because the more people use it, the more funding they'll get for it, you know, to floodlight it or do whatever. You know, plant trees, just, you know, make it a really nice area to visit.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And look, as you said, look, encouraging, I suppose, to people to get behind this now and come along and support it.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, if anyone who's interested, as I said, walking, crawling, running, sprinting, start registering. Anyone who hasn't registered for parkrun or ever did a parkrun, get registering. There's no commitment once you're registered whether you go or not, but the more people who register, the much easier it will be for us to run it on the day.
And finally, Dave, will there be a Facebook page or anything like that where people can keep an eye on what exactly is happening?
Yeah, there is. There's a Pubble Skull in the Tronoda Park Run page. You can look it up. There's also a website, Pubble Skull in the Tronoda Park Run. I know it's a bit of a mouthful, but we try to get Youghal Park Run or Youghal Bay Park Run, but as I said, there's a lot of red tape and stuff to go through, and you can't pick the name yourself. Parkrun actually give you the name. So, get registering, and we'll see everybody on Saturday the 23rd.
Very much.
About 9 a.m.
Very much looking forward to it, David. Look, we appreciate you coming on and talking to it, and congratulations on the great work you've done, and we'll be keeping in touch over the next couple of weeks, and as I said, looking forward to participating.
Yeah, great stuff, Barry. Thank you.